I want to express our deepest sympathy right across the Assembly with the community of Buncrana today and the families and the school friends from school Wura and Crana College of 16-year-old Emmanuel Famalola and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda, who tragically lost their lives on Saturday afternoon after getting into difficulty in the water. Matt and Emmanuel were understood to be playing football on Saturday when they went into the sea after the ball. This area is also a popular swimming spot, but sadly we know that the waters can change both dramatically and quickly, as the Swilly has a big tidal range and the water also behaves differently in different parts. The devastating loss of these two young men who had their whole lives ahead of them cannot quite be placed into words. I know right across this Assembly we will want to express our gratitude to the individuals and organisations who contributed to a large-scale search and rescue operations throughout Saturday. We also want to acknowledge the medical professionals who intervened and to the hundreds who gathered to pray both at the pier and again at yesterday's vigil at St Mary's Oratory in Buncrana. Emmanuel and Matt have been described as deeply respected and valued members of their school communities, as two men with warm and kind personalities and gentle natures. Emmanuel had just completed his work experience as part of his transition year in the Department of Foreign Affairs in Dublin, and Matt was just due to begin his leaving cert next month. As the next May bank holiday approaches, and as we enter another period of good weather across Ireland, we need to make water safety part of our conversations with family and friends alike. A focus needs to be put on the Water Safety Week, which is soon approaching, so everyone, young and old, are aware of the hidden dangers posed by the water. Across Ireland, and particularly in Donegal, which alone boasts over 100 beautiful beaches, we are very blessed for the natural beauty of Ireland, but we just need to take our advice from the RNLI and others about respecting the water and remaining vigilant at all times. In closing, I want to send our thoughts and prayers to Famalola and Sabanda's families. We know the people of Buncrana, Inishowen and Donegal will continue to rally around these two families, school friends, response teams and all those who have been affected by this devastating tragedy.